Okay, Chevra. So when we learned last time on Sunday, we spoke about the famous Reb Chaim in Perek Tes of Macholos Asuras Halacha Tes, where Reb Chaim developed a yesod that, according to the Ravid, we only say Chaticha Nasas Nevela if you hold like Reb Yehuda, that min b'mina lo batal, and that's because there's a fundamental difference between the din of tam ke'ikar, which is a new din after bittul, and the din of min b'mina lo batal, which is a way of saying that the item is still present. And therefore, we suggested, or Reb Chaim suggested, therefore, that according to the Ravid, the yesod of chaticha nasas nevela is only when the iser is mamish, still present, which is true only according to Rabbi Yehuda. Now, the Rambam, however, disagreed, and the Rambam said that we apply Chaticha Nasas Nevela even though we disagree with Rabbi Yehuda about Min B'mina Lo Batal. And what emerged from Reb Chaim is that there's a fundamental machlokes between the Rambam and the Ravid about the nature of Basar B'Chalav. Right, the way we formulated it last time, which I think is a relatively standard formulation, is the question is it basar bicholav with a bez, or is it basar vicholav with a vav? Meaning, do I assume that basar bicholav is only usar because right now I have a combination of basar and cholav, but it did not become a new cheftza of iser? Or do I say that no, that basar bicholav actually became a new cheftza of iser? And what Reb Chaim is basically saying is that according to the Ravid, the Yesod of Basar B'Cholav, is that there's an Isser that is Murkav of Basar B'Cholav, right? The Isser is only because the items are still present. But Lu Yatsu, if you could remove one of them, it's going to become Mutter. However, according to the Rambam, it became a new Isser of Basar B'Cholav. I think this is like all standard, what we said last time. Nachon? And then we pointed out last time that this seems to also be a machlokes between the Shach and the Taz. The Shach and the Taz disagree about this. The Taz is over here in Sadi Beis, where the Taz writes in Sifkatan Zayin that the case of, right, the Mechaber writes, when the Chaticha becomes Asr and Basar B'Cholav, so you need Shishim to be Mevato Keneged Kula, but the Mechaber also says that you cook it with the other things. Says the Taz, the reason why you have to cook it with the other things is because you've just had basar b'cholav that touches something else, cham l'cham, it's not going to aser. Because basar b'cholav is not considered an iser machmas atzmai. That's what the Taz says. And the Taz is saying that within das ha-mechaber, no? Meaning the Taz is understanding that according to Rabbi Yosef Kairo, the author of the Shulchan Aruch, basar b'cholav is really what we call an iser murkav, it's not an iser machmas atzmo. And that's why you have to be mevashel it in order for the iser to come out. That's the shita of the Taz. If it just touches, it's not going to aser. What's interesting is that the Shach in Kuf Hei Os Yud Zayin disagrees with the Taz on this nekuda. You see, in Simen Kuf Hei, that's when, in Se'if Zayin, that's when we encounter this halacha, that when a chaticha of Iser touches something else, it only asers without bishul if it's considered an Iser machmas atzmai. Now, the simple meaning of the Mechaber over there is that Basar B'Cholav is considered an Iser machmas atzmo. According to the Taz, what do you mean Basar B'Cholav is an Iser machmas atzmo? Basar B'Cholav is really fundamentally an Iser Balua. Basar b'cholav is iser, basar v'cholav with the vav, right? So that's why the Taz over there basically says, you know what, the Maharshal completely reinterprets this din, the Taz in Kuf Hei Os Yud Gimel, right? So the Maharshal completely reinterprets, he, as we'd say in Yiddish, er macht avek, he dismisses the simple reading of the Mechaber, and the Taz is saying that Basar B'Cholav is only concerned Isser Machmas Atzmo when you are creating Basar B'Cholav. If I have a piece of hot cheese that touches a piece of hot meat, then it's going to become Asr, that's considered Isser Machmas Atzmo. But once I have a Chefza, Basar B'Cholav, that's considered an Isser Balua, and that won't Asr anything else. Nachon? However, the Shach in Os Yud Zayin, the Shach at first quotes many different shitos. He quotes the Rashba that agrees with the Maharshal. The Rashba is found in the Torah Sabayis, page Chesam at Beis. That's Torah Sabayis Arach. And the Torah Sabayis Kotzer, it's found in Vavam at Beis. That the Rashba says that Basar B'cholov is what we call an Isser Balua, an Isser Morkov. The Isser is Basar and Cholov together. And therefore, the Mishnah tells us on Kuf Ches that when the Tipas Cholov falls on something else, you have to be Menayer Sakadera for the Isser to come out. Because if you're not Menayer Sakadera, it's just touching one another and it's not going to create a problem. Right? The Rashba says, Mamish lock, stock, and barrel, to use a war analogy. Right? Lock, stock, and barrel, the Rashba writes exactly like the Taz. And then the Mordechai writes like the Taz, says the Shach at the beginning. And the Shach says, and the Maharshal, the Cha'era, agrees with this also. But then he writes, V'ein ze ikar. Then the Shach writes that this is all absolutely wrong. It's all absolutely, ein ze ikar means, I guess it's not correct, but in Shach language that means it's absolutely wrong. And he says in his opinion, Basar B'cholov is considered an Isser Machmetz Atmo even once the Basar B'cholov was created. It becomes a new Cheftza of Basar B'cholov. And then the Shach Mamish pulls a Shach. He says that all of these Rishonim who disagree, all these Rishonim, the Rashba and the Mordechai, etc., who said, actually not the Rashba, the Mordechai and the Sefer HaTruma, who said that Basar B'cholov is only usher when they are together, but if they'd be separated, it's not usher. He wants to say that's before we come up with the yesod of chaticha atzunasas nevela. But once the Gemara develops the idea of chaticha atzunasas nevela, so in basar b'cholav is a cheftza of iser ad kan divrei hashach. And then the Shach at the end says, and even the Maharshal agrees with me. No, it's unbelievable how the Shach finds this stuff. I think that we speak about this once. The Chidah writes in the Shem HaGadolim, that the way the Shach is able to find these razzle-dazzle sources is the Shach knew a special Shem Hashem, called the Shem HaMetzia, and he pronounced that name, and suddenly, like, all the Sfarim would appear to him, no? That's what the Chidah writes. We pointed out that historically we know how the Shach got all the books, because the University of Vilna was founded right before the Shach got to Vilna, no? And we have an exchange of letters between the Shach and the Catholic priest who ran the University of Vilna. An exchange of letters basically says, you're a really nice guy, I like your hat, please give me this book. Right? There's a bunch of letters to this effect that the Shach keeps on asking the head of the University of Vilna, please give me this book, please give me this book. I contend that that's how the Shach got so many books. But the Shach over here writes that the...
It worked because the Shem Hashem.
Huh?
The Catholic priest agreed because the Shach knew the Shem Hashem.
But then he could find it anyway. Then he wouldn't need the Catholic priest. He's saying he didn't ain't some kind of
yeah.
Maybe. It's already... We're going too far.
The Catholic priest
agreed. We're going too far afield. But the Shach basically at the end writes that there's one edition, the Isser to the Maharshal, that's printed in Lublin, and in that Lublin edition of the Isser to the Maharshal agrees with the Shach that Basar B'cholov is considered a Isser Machmas Atma, not an Isser Balua, or to use different terms, it's not considered an Isser Morkov, it's Basar B'cholov with a base, not Basar V'cholov, etc. Okay, so far, so good. Now, just to develop this yesod, the machlokes between the Shach and the Taz, and show where it applies throughout our limud, so let's kind of go on the tour. Let's go on the tour of various Shachs, okay? Gentlemen, I hope you have Shulchan Aruch with you. If you don't, you'll have to just pay attention. And so we had a fancy razzle-dazzle Ramah in Simen Tzadi Beis, Si'if Beis. If you remember, the Mishnah says that Tipas Cholov falls on the Chaticha, so it only is going to diffuse to everything else, Ayyadei Niyar. If there's no Niyar, it will not diffuse to everything else, right? That's what the basic din in the Mishnah is. Comes along the Ramah. The Ramah writes that, let's say there is no Niyar. Im lo Niyar klal, lo betchila, v'loi besayf, v'lo kisa klal. So then, if there's shishim neged the tipas cholav, So only that chaticha is usur, and the sha'ar ha'kedera is mutter. Right? So the Rama writes that if you have shishim neged the tipas cholov, you don't stir it at all, so that chaticha is going to be usur, and the rest of the pot will be usur if you don't have shishim kenegda. If you have shishim kenegda, the rest of the pot is not usur. Both the Shach and the Taz disagree with this psak of the Rama, but the Prima Godim notes that they're disagreeing for different reasons va'azli l'shita sayu. No? Rav Shechter points out, I think, that the Rav wasn't into l'shita sayis. My father Zebi, Rav Pinchas Hirschsprung, everything he did was l'shitasam. That was like his whole mahalach and learning. But over here, I think the l'shitasams actually work out well. The Prima Godim points these out. You see, the Taz in Sifkaten Hay asks the Kasha on the Rama. He says, Memanafshach, I don't understand. How come the Rama says that you need shishim neged hecholav, l'cha'ayra, you should need shishim keneged the entire chaticha? Right? If the pshat is that you're worried that there will be diffusion, so why do you need shishim only neged the tipas cholav? You should need shishim neged the entire chaticha. And Elamai, it's not going to be yotze from this chaticha. If it's not yotze from the chaticha, so then why do you need shishim in the kedera? Like Mamanavshach, if it's yotze, so you should need shishim keneged the chaticha. If it's not yotze, you should only need, if you're not yotze, so then even if there's no shishim in the kedera, it should be permitted. Right? That's the way the Taz asks the kasha. The Shach, however, in Sifkaten Vav asks only that if there's no shishim in the kedera, it should be mutter. The Shach does not ask the other half of the kasha, that you should need shishim, that if it is yotze, you should need shishim neged the entire chaticha. Comes along the Prima Godim. The Prima Godim in the Sif Seidas Osvav writes that the Taz is l'shitasai, that the Taz assumes that basar b'cholav is not a guf iser. Rather, if you could be mafred at legamrei, it's going to be mutter. Therefore, the Taz asks about the chaticha, the tipas cholav going out. But the Shach holds that basar b'chol becomes a chaticha of iser. So therefore, he does not ask the kasha misvari. He doesn't ask the mamon of Shach kasha. The Shach is just asking a kasha that it seems to be against the Gemaras. Right? If you have to look at the Prima Godim, I don't know if I'm doing it justice. But effectively, the Prima Godim in Sif Seidas Ois Vav notes that the Shach and the Taz l'shitasam are asking a different kasha. Everyone's disagreeing with that Rama, but they're asking different kashas based on their own shitos. So that is one nekuda that we wanted to mention. Other nekudas, though, in this Machleika Shach and Taz are as follows. Turn to Tzadi. You know what, let's just do one thing first. The pashtus is that the Shach and the Taz are disagreeing as to whether basar b'cholav is an iser balua or basar b'cholav is an iser machmas atzmo. Nonetheless, these things are not completely true in both directions. V'afareish. You see, another case where we have distinctions between Isser Balu and Isser Machmas Atzmo is when it comes to the din of Chaticha Haru'iyah L'Hiskabed. Chaticha L'Hiskabed that we'll encounter in Siman Kuf Aleph is, if I have a Cheftza, that it's a Chosh of a Cheftza, Chosh of a piece of meat, the type of piece of meat I give to guests. So a Chaticha L'Hiskabed is not going to be bottle, but that's true only if it's an Isser Machmas Atzmo, not if it's an Isser Balua. Let's say I have a very Chosh of a steak, and a little bit of chela falls on the steak, so that's not considered chaticha haru'uya lehiskabed. L'cha'ora ha'svarinos and that's the machlokas shach and taz would also be relevant to whether ichaticha basar b'cholam is considered ichaticha ru'ya l'hiskaved. But that is patently, completely, thoroughly, and totally false. And in fact, the shach there in Kuf Hei Os Yud Zayin referenced that everybody holds that basar b'cholam, in other words, even when the shach is speaking in the alternative, even when the shach is quoting the shita of the Rashba and the others who assume that basar b'cholam is an iser b'lua, but nonetheless calls man that the iser is present, it's considered a chaticha ru'ya l'hiskaved. Right, the case of chaticha ru'ya l'hiskaved is if I have a piece of basar b'cholam, it gets mixed up with other meat, is it going to be batal, let's say, chad b'trei? No? Like the dinim in kuftes. So we say, oh, basar b'cholam, that's considered an iser machmas atzmai. In other words, everyone holds that kol zman that shahim mechubarim is treated like an iser machmas atzmo. The discussion between the shach and the taz is only after they separate out. But kol zman they're together considered iser machmas atzmo. If you look in the Badi HaShulchan there in Kuf Hei Os Tzadi Tes, the Badi HaShulchan speaks this out, but I think it's really mefurash there in one of the lines in that shach, in the very long shach, Kuf Hei Yud Zayin. I'd have to find the line, but there is one line, the Farish in that Shach, that he says, even according to the other Shita, it still is considered a Chaticha or Ila Skabe. That's Nekuda Rishona. Nekuda Shnia is that even according to the Shach, that Basar B'cholav is an Isser Machmas Atzmo, it's considered a Cheftza of Isser itself, but that's not 1,000,000% correct. You see, let's say I have a piece of Nevela, a hot piece of Nevela, that touches a hot piece of Kosher meat. So the din is that it's Aser Bekulai, no? Right, that's Kuf Hei Se'if Zayin. If I have an Iser Machmas Atzmai, it can Aser just Benegia, could Aser something else. Nonetheless, by Basar B'cholam, that's not 1,000,000% correct, because the Shach himself holds that's only Aser Kedei Netila. No? And the Shach tells me that since it became a Cheftz of Iser Al Yedei the Bliya, so it's not considered a full-fledged Cheftz of Iser to Aser Bekulo, no? So what we have over here, if you kind of get beneath the hood, is that although lefum rihata, it would seem that machlokes shach and taz is very simple. It's an iser machmas atzmai or not, but the shach has echoes. Right? Is that a Rosenzweigian term? Right? Yesh heidim. There are echoes of the fact that it began as a blia, and even within the taz, that's an iser balua, but still, to a certain extent, it blieped an iser machmas atzmo. Right? So that's already me'anyen. It's me'anyen, it's interesting. Right? So far, so good? Let's go weiter. There are a number of nafkaminas. Apparently, Rabbi Eliyav quotes that this is Rabbi David Miller's like hakdamash here to Basar B'cholav. I learned very differently, kayadua. But on page 262 and following in this sefer, he gives a bunch of nafkaminas in this chakir, whether it's Basar B'cholav or Basar V'cholav. And he writes in footnote 11 that this is Rabbi Miller's shiur p'ticha to Basar B'cholav. Okay, so imagine that we're in gross. Okay, now, what are some of the nafgaminas? So the nafgaminas in this question could be as follows. There is a Rambam in Perek Tes of Macholeis Hasureis Halacha Aleph, where the Rambam tells me that since Basar B'cholav is Min HaNikbarin, there are two types of Yisurei Hanah in Judaism. There's the Nikbarim and the Nisrafin. The Mishnah tells me in Temura, since Basar B'cholav is Min HaNikbarin, so therefore the Efer of Basar B'cholav is going to be Aser. If something is Min HaNisrafin, Taisus writes in Temura, so when you burn it, you are Mekayim the Mitzvah, and once you're Mekayim the Mitzvah, it doesn't blive in Iser. So HaNisrafin, the Efer is Mutter, but stuff that's Min HaNikbarin, the Efer is Aser. Basar B'cholav is Min HaNikbarin, therefore the Efer is Aser. Frek the place here, Kasha, why is Basar B'cholav considered, why is the Efer Basar B'cholav considered Aser? L'cha Aira, according to the Taz, it should not be Aser. Because once the Taz tells me that by Basar B'cholav, Efer L'hafridai is going to be Mutter, if I could cook all the Cholav out, it's going to become Heter Gamor. So when you burn a piece of Basar B'cholav, L'cha Aira B'cholav cooks out before the Basar, no? Cholov was a liquid beforehand. Liquids evaporate. Basar was a solid. Solids burn. Right? Again, I'm not a chemist. But the Red Rebbe Yonason Eishitz assumes that when you burn basar b'cholov, it could be that it should be mutter, according to the Taz. Because what? Because you just purged it entirely of the cholov. That's his kasha.
Don't we still hold Eshel?
You have to speak louder?
Don't we still hold Eshel Sokto Aser?
So we hold Eshel Sokto Aser, but Eshel Sokto Aser, according to the Taz, just means that there's going to be a teeny bit of Iser that remains inside it. That I didn't use a centrifuge to get it all out. If I could get it all out, right, we said the Lashon of the Rov last time, it's considered Eshel HaFrido, and Eshel HaFrido was mutter, according to the Taz.
It's
according to the
Shef. There's no Eshel HaFrido.
So this lechayer would be Eshel HaFridoi, are you doing the burning? Again, so you're saying a Metzius answer.
Yeah.
And the Metzius is that maybe a teeny bit of cholov. Okay, you know what we think about Metzius answers.
I said sorry.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah.
Now, so what happens that in the footnotes of the new Crazy Oplacy that I took off the yeshiva shelf today to look this up, so the footnotes point out that maybe the Rebbe Yonason is misunderstanding the Rambam. You see, things can become like Afer, Ayyadei, two things. It become like Afer, Ayyadei, burning. Or it could become like Afer when you bury something. After a long time, it breaks down, it becomes like ash-like. So the footnotes on the place, he wanted to tell you that when the Rambam says that Basar B'cholov is Min HaNikbar, and that Afer is Asar, maybe the Rambam is only talking about a situation that you bury the Basar B'cholov, and then after time it kind of disintegrates, it becomes like ash. Ki'il ash. And that's when it's going to be Asar, because there blives a little bit of Cholov inside it. But Enoch Hanami, in the case where you cook it, and you burn it, and all the Cholov comes out, maybe that's going to be Asar. That's already razzle dazzle. But the Placey makes a big deal about this, no? Because the Placey argues that why is Nosin Tan Lefgam Mutter by Basar B'cholov? Why is Nosin Tan Lefgam going to be Mutter? L'cha'ira, by Nosin Tan Lefgam, you have a Chafza Basar B'cholov. Okay? The Basar and Cholov remain together, and therefore it should be Asar. If you hold that Ayyadei the Pagima, it becomes Pagum. So by Basar B'cholov, it loses the shame, Basar and Cholov entirely. Maybe then it's going to be Mutter. But the Placey is bothered by this Kasha. It's like an extension of his original Kasha. That's what the Placey asks. We'll talk about that later when we learn Nosin Tan Nafgam. Right now we're just throwing it out there. So that's one possible Nafgamina. The other Nafgaminas, again, this is on Rabbi Eliav Sefer, page 262 and following. Turn to Tzadi Dalet Ois Yod in the Shach. Tzadi Dalet Ois Yod. Right? Tzadi Dalet is all about spoons. So I dip a milchige spoon into a fleshige pot. So the din is it becomes basar b'cholov in the spoon, right? Now, let's say I stick that spoon into something else again. So then I'm taking basar b'cholov, and it's going to answer that something else. If I stick that spoon into noodles, it could answer the noodles, right? Now, the rule is that after 24 hours have elapsed, it becomes no sintan lefgam, and then it's going to be mutter. Well, 24 hours since what? Let's say, for example, at 9 o'clock in the morning, I'm making an egg, and I have milk. Let's say I'm not making it. I'm making cocoa. I'm making hot cocoa. And I have milk in the pot, and I stir that milk with the spoon. So at 9 a.m., right, it absorbs milk. Noontime, I take the same spoon, and I stir the chicken soup I'm eating for lunch. No? So that was all on Tuesday. Wednesday at 11 a.m., right? Again, so you have 9, then noon on Tuesday. It became basar b'cholov at noon. Wednesday at 11 a.m., you take that spoon and you use it for noodles. Does it become basar b'cholov? On the one hand, it's less than 24 hours since it became basar b'cholov in the spoon. On the other hand, it's more than 24 hours since the cholov went into it, no? Interesting kasha. So the Shach in Sadi Dalet Os Yod points out that it has to be 24 hours from Shas HaTechiva, even if it's Eino Bas Yomo, Mishas Shebishol B'Cholov. What the Shach is saying is, L'chore L'shitaso, I know we don't like L'shitasos, but this one works. It's L'shitaso, says the Shach, because it became a Chefza Basar B'Cholov, and I start the clock at noon. I start the 24-hour clock at noon. If the Taz would be correct, so then the din of Basar B'Cholov is only when I have the Isser Murkav, and after 24 hours of the Cholov, so there's no longer Cholov there, because it became Cholov Pogum. If it became Cholov Pogum, so then it's Eino Ben Yomo already. So the Shach writes, that I assume, that says the Shach, 24 hours is from the Techiva. And the Shach writes, and this is against the Bach, because the Bach disagrees with me, and he writes about the Bach, Uposhatu de Ta'ashu. Right? Them is fighting words. He says it's obvious that the Bach is mistaken. Obvious. And Gansen mistaken. Wow. What's the pshat? Right? So l'cha'ira, the Bach would hold that, like the Taz, that Basar B'Cholov is an Isser Balua, an Isser Murkav. That's l'cha'ira, the pshat in the Bach. Says the Prima Godim, here in Sifsei Das Ois Yud, that the Shach is Lishitaso, everything is great. However, Shuvra Isi, that the Bach in Simon Sadi Beis is Maskim Ladina to the Shach in Kufhei Ois Yud Zayin, that a Chafza of Basar B'Cholov is considered an Isser Machmas Atzmai. So that's his kasha. Correct the Prima Godin that I have a stira in the Bach. So now, if you look in the Bach himself, the Bach actually resolves these stiras. Actually, we could find this Bach in Kuf Hei Os Ches. The Bach is also in Sadi Beis. Right, Sadi Beis Ois Vav. The Bach referenced it. And the Shach is also against the Gemara. Because the Gemara assumes that Tipas Cholov V'Nafal HaChaticha is only going to be Aser Ayudei Nir. Without Nir, it's not going to be Aser. According to the Shach, it should Aser just Ayudei the Negiya, no? So answers the Bach that, yeah, it Asers Ayudei the Negiya, but according to the Shach, it only Asers Kedei Netila Ayudei the Negiya. And when we say that you need the ni'ur to make it usr, that means to make it usr bekulo. And therefore, the Bach is going to say azoi. The Bach is going to say, you know what? The basar becholov is considered a cheftza of isr, but not entirely, not completely usr. And therefore, the basar becholov is going to usr something else, ayyadei the negiyah. Like the Shach writes. But it's not entirely usr. It's not going to be usr bikulay al yedei the negiya. And the Bach himself has to say, a svara that we entertained a few minutes ago, that how come we assume that once 24 hours have elapsed since the cholov, that it's no longer basar b'cholov, if it's an isser machmas atzmai, the teretz is that the Bach might hold that nosin tam lefgam loses the entire shame cholov. Nosin tam lefgam might be worse than removing the cholov entirely. Nosin tam lefgam could be it's no longer anything. Perhaps that's the pshat. Again, that stira in the Bach, though, is a little difficult. Next nafkamina. Next nafkamina. There is a discussion by us in Sadi Beis If Dalet about whether we assume Chanan b'sha'ari surim. So Taisus on Dav Kuf, is a Chanan b'sha'ari surim or not? do I assume this only chanan by basar b'cholov or even by sha'ari surim? Yesh lachkar, if you hold that there is no chanan b'sha'ari surim, there's only chanan by basar b'cholov, what does that mean? Does that mean basar b'cholov that I'm creating basar b'cholov? And that's when I say chanan? But once something is basar b'cholov and it's nice and time into something else, do I treat that like sha'ari surim? Or do I say that no? Do I say that basar b'cholov going into something else is considered basar b'cholov? Right? That's the question. That's a machlokas between the Farshim and the Shach over here in Sadi Beis Ois Yud. The Shach says that basar b'cholov going into something else is considered like sha'ari surim. The Taz seems to disagree, as the Pruma Gadim notes in Sadi Beis Ois Yud. So the Shach holds that basar b'cholov into something else is sha'ari surim. What's the pshat? The pshat is that the Shach is l'shitaso. You see, according to the Shach, basar b'cholov becomes a new cheftza of basar b'cholov. Memeil, it's a new shem iser. So basar b'cholov going into something else, that's sha'ari surim. And if you hold that there's only basar, if you hold that there's only chanan by basar b'cholov, so there's not going to be chanan on basar b'cholov into noodles. Because basar b'cholov became a new iser. But according to the Taz, that basar b'cholov is not a new iser, it's just the harkava, just the bli of basar and cholov. So then when the basar b'cholov goes into the noodles, right, that is going to be considered basar b'cholov. Why? Because it always was basar v'cholov. Right, there's no new iser of basar b'cholov, it's only basar v'cholov. That's already a powerful nafgamina. Right? In other words, that the Shach, precisely because the Shach holds that basar b'cholov becomes an independent iser, therefore, right, or the stringency is its weakness. The stringency of basar b'cholov to become an independent iser and to azar ayde negia, that's precisely why there won't be chanan on basar b'cholov into something else. That's not bad. That's not bad. The last nafgamina Rabbi Eliyahu wants to talk about is whether there is bishul achar bishul by basar b'cholov. Right? We discussed this back in our youth in Siman Pei Zayin. Is there bishul achar bishul by basar b'cholov? So, Tzumach Leikas HaPoiskim, the Goyim Arashah over there speaks about it. One can maintain that this is precisely the point of disagreement. That if you hold a basar b'cholov is a new chefza of Isser, and the lumdus of basar b'cholov is, I cook it together, I created a chefza of Isser, so in cooking the basar b'cholov won't be a problem. However, if basar b'cholov is not a new chefza of Isser, it's just an Isser b'lua, so every time I cook the basar b'cholov, I keep on cooking it, I'm creating more basar b'cholov, because I'm being markiv, the yesodos of basar b'cholov again and again and again, and that will create a new Isser of Bishul. Right? So perhaps, according to the Taz, there will be an Isser of Bishul Achar Bishul by Basar B'cholov, whereas according to the Shach, there wouldn't be. Perhaps. These are some of the Yesodos that we wanted to fill in. What I want to do next time is do Tzadi Beis Se'if Dalid, the Din of Chanan B'Sha'ari Surim, and then we also have to talk about all of the details in that, in terms of Chanan by Lach, etc. We had a discussion about whether there is Chanan in the Balua Shebekeli, which all right, we had that discussion in our youth. That will relate to whether there's Chanan B'Davar Lach, obviously, so try to review your notes on that, and then we'll go weiter. Mr. Rosenzweig.
What are we asking about?
How do I pass again? Okay. So the thank you. So the Gra in Simen Kufhei Ois Mem, the Gra says that he thinks that it's a muchach in the Gemara. It's absolutely clear from the Gemara, says the Gra, that basar b'cholov Basar shebalua mecholov is like an iser balua, and it doesn't aser anything else. Basar b'cholov is not an iser machmas atma, it's an iser balua. He says that's clear in the Gemara, tipas chosh enough like it. There, by the way, this is like paradigmatic grow. No? the Gaon is saying, Beferish and the Gemara, not to talk about the Taz is right. By the way, how does the Shach learn that sugya? How come Tibas Chosh Nofla Mont Aser? So Shach, I think, says in the middle of his long discussion that obviously we're talking about like some Isser Kochosh, and that's why, right, it won't Aser.
How does that help, though?
How does that help? Yeah, so I think the Shach is going to have to... Again, we have the Bach's answer already, that you need Nir in order to make the it Aser Bekulo, not to be Aser only Kedei Netila.
Kedei Netila and the...
It's going to be Aser Kedei Netila no matter what, right? How else... Is there any other Yishuv for the Gemara according to the Shach, besides that Bach? I have to read this whole long Shach again. Right?
Because Me'ikar Hadin, we don't say that Tzli of a...
Tzli of a, that Dover that's not Shamein will Aser, right? I think that's how the Shach... I think that's actually what the Shach says. That since it might be kochosh, it doesn't necessarily Aser unless you do Nir. But the Gon in Osmem thinks that the Taz is right, and Reb Fava Cohen is Sivkot and Sadi Tes, it's like worth $1 million. No, cool, on the Badei HaShulchan. So Badei HaShulchan writes that we hold like the Taz and the Gra.
Yeah, that's striking.
Right? It's striking. But according to our analysis, it's not necessarily a kula, because there are going to be certain cases where the Taz ends up being a Chumrah, right? Okay. Adkan.